President Higgins will be amongst the mourners at Edna O'Brien's funeral in Clare this weekend. We'll talk to her nephew, Michael Blake, in a moment about the arrangements. As per Edna's wishes, she'll be buried on Holy Island off the County Clare shore of Lough Derg. And before we talk to Michael, here's Edna O'Brien's own recollection of her childhood in her home place of Tuam Graney in County Clare. She was speaking on the Today with Pat Kenny show back in 2011.
I certainly didn't have a calm childhood, but I had a childhood that was full of a narrative, full of stories, some troubling, all the ingredients to make one a writer. Now, I didn't think that at that time, all these little setbacks and adversities helped me to make a writer. But I had a childhood that probably served me well, even if often I shed tears. To be a writer, and to remain a writer, you have to have a sense of wonder. A wonder of looking at things always and as if for the first time. Otherwise, you get stale. The landscape around Drewsborough at home was and remains in my mind, and when I still go there to visit my nephew and so on, was magical.
The late, great Edna O'Brien. And Michael Blake, Edna's nephew, is on the line. You've been involved in organising the funeral, Michael. Good morning to you, first of all, and condolences on the loss of your aunt. Thank you for talking to us. Talk to me about the kind of funeral you've planned for her.
Well, back maybe 10 or 12 years ago, Edna wrote me a letter after the passing of my father. I actually reread it last night. It was probably too late to be rereading it, but I had put most things to memory and, saying the things she wanted for her funeral. And the most important thing, obviously, is she wanted to come back to Ireland. She wanted to have her services in the local church, Tuam Graney, where she received all the sacraments when she was young, and she was adamant she wanted to be buried in Holy Island.
Why Holy Island? Did she tell you?
She went there with her first cousin, Jack Keane, one day. I brought her out to his house. Edna didn't drive. So she liked to be driven to places to meet people, to go wherever she needed to go. So I brought her to visit her first cousin, Jack Keane, in Manchanan. And they decided to go for a boat trip out on Lough Derg. And they ended up on the island. And we have relatives buried on Holy Island, the Clearys. And my grandmother would have been Cleary, Edna's mother. And she went and she saw that grave. And, it's been on her mind ever since. And every time I would ever meet her in the past 12 years, we would be reminded of the same thing.
Oh, it's lovely then that you'll be able to fulfil her wishes and lay her to rest there. Talk to me about, and it was interesting, we heard in that clip Edna O'Brien, talking about her love for the place she came from, her home place, home of my home and font of my fictions, but also she found it easier to write about Ireland from the outside looking in, didn't she?
I suppose that's the case with a lot of things, whether it be sport or whatever. A lot of people seem to have to go away to achieve. I don't know why it is, but it seems to be the way in most cases. And as I say, that them words you spoke are on a plaque at the gate of the house here. And it's lovely to see them in a lovely picture of her every time you come in. But I suppose you can have a broader outlook on something when you're looking at it with not rose-coloured spectacles,
And again, that reference she in that interview with Pat Kenny there, where she spoke about never getting stale, she was unflinchingly honest, wasn't she, in her writing? And the adjective you used to describe her is brave. Talk to me about that courage and that clarity that she brought to her writing and to her life.
I wouldn't say I was her total confidant, but she seeked my advice on a lot of things and asked me to help her with research. And sometimes she said, I have an idea for a book. And, we'd have a discussion and say, you think you should? Because, sometimes they were a little bit touchy sometimes what she wrote. So, and she said, maybe I should or I shouldn't, but I must. If she felt she should write it, she should write it. And I suppose sometimes she wrote the book for different reasons to what people thought she might have wrote the book for. She wrote the book to give an honest account of something that happened. that needed to be told. She needed to relate a story, and that's what she did.
Yeah, it reminds you of that Yeats phrase, doesn't it, about casting a cold eye. She did cast a cold eye as a writer, but she also had a heart of passion.
Absolutely, and actually she wants that line inscribed on her tombstone.
Really?
Would you believe it? Isn't that so coincidental that you say that line? She wants that inscribed.
Well, it's hugely appropriate. And there's one other thing I want to say, Michael, before you leave us, because the other thing about Edna O'Brien, and indeed your reference sport there, she must have been so proud of your own achievements in show jumping. And you've had a busy time now at the Olympics because you're chef d'équipe of the Irish show jumping team.
I am indeed, but I suppose we have to not apologise, but obviously things didn't go quite as well as we had expected in Paris, because we were well prepared and, you know, we just didn't have a great day on the day. But, you know, she loves sport and she especially loves soccer.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, she just was the Champions League. She was glued to it. She'd be shouting at the television, you know.
Did she have a team she supported?
That would be telling you now, wouldn't it?
Oh, Michael, thank you so much for joining us this morning. It's a pleasure to hear from you and good luck. I hope it's a lovely day and a lovely farewell.
Yeah, the weather forecast looks really, really good, because obviously the church is small, but, you know, for public knowledge, we will have many television screens and speakers outside of the church tomorrow, and there's lots of car parking, and there's lots of boats to get people to the island, because that'll be a little bit of a logistical challenge getting hundreds of people across to an island in little boats.
Yeah, well, she never made it easy. It wouldn't be Edna O'Brien if otherwise, would
no,
it?
No, as she's, when she kept telling me, you know, that I need to be buried in the island, I said, it's really important you pass in summertime then.
Oh, Michael, thank you so much. And again, our condolences. But congratulations as well on having such a marvellous aunt who contributed so much. Thank you.
Thank you, Anya. I loved her very much and was very proud of her.
All right. Thank you very much indeed for that.